Good morning, team. Happy Saturday. Happy April 22nd. Happy almost Orlando.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Exciting things are happening, huh? And lots of great things happening in UCAN. We'll go over some of them here in just a couple minutes. I know Saturday is a wonderful day. And, here comes people. I know getting on the call sometimes takes a couple minutes, but everybody will be here in just a minute. So does anybody have anything they'd like to share real quick while people are hopping on the call? Something wonderful?
Any product stories?
A product experience? Hey, I saw one. I saw a post Rachel Dayton posted that she had lost 9 pounds already. She's doing the, the everyday weight management. And I know there's going to be lots of everyday weight management events going on today. Bill Cuddles having one that we're going to be on. Ruth Lowe's having one. I just know lots and lots of them are going on. And time to spring into shape up for summer, huh?
Jean Brock. I had her on the morning rev call yesterday, and she's having one today.
Yeah, so going to be lots of people learning how to be healthy today. So, okay, I think we'll go ahead and get started because I want all of you guys to go on early to reap the benefit of getting on early. So today our subject's going to be, we're doing the Eric Worre, the GoPro, and the 7 steps, although we've added a couple extra. So we have 10 success steps, Silver Express to go silver, to help people on our teams go silver. And so last week we did lead generation, and today we're going to be talking about skill number 2, which is invite. But first let's review a little bit from last week, which was the lead generation, and a little bit about this can be a time for you guys to share some ahas if you'd like to.
I thought this was number 3. Anyway.
This skill number 2, how to invite. Well, it might be the 3rd class because the 1st class was the getting started class.
Okay. We don't count that one.
Yeah, well, and then the 2nd class is lead generation, and then the 3rd one is now inviting.
Okay, guys, I'll renumber my on the 100 millionaires.
No, that's fine. You've got them. You've got them. I know it could be confusing, but it's good for our brains. It keeps them young, right? All right, so let's review a little bit from last week. What our homework was to read chapter 4, which was, finding prospects or lead generation. And the 2nd item of homework was that we sent out the, from Eric Worre, there's a name jogger, a place to write down all the names in different categories and to add people to your list, and then scripts. Different ways to invite people, a cold market, warm market, indirect market, super indirect, so all the different kinds of ways. So who has anything that you would like to share, an aha, a thought, something that inspired you from reading that How to Find Prospects or using the name jogger and the invite scripts? So, Jack, is everybody's line open right now?
Yep.
Okay, you guys, you can just talk.
What we're doing this for, well, I go ahead and say something so we know you're.
Good morning. It's Gloria.
Yes,
okay.
Gloria.
Okay.
We're here. Okay. So in reviewing that chapter 5 about inviting, a couple things popped out. I remember being such a hunter when I started this business. And I don't hunt anymore. And just like Eric's experience, it drove people away. It was the wrong vibration. So I've become a very good farmer, gardener, relationship builder. Today it happened very quickly. I had to run a mile up the road to pick up some mulch to cover our gardens. And I had to take 2 trips because I was getting so much. So I was actually there before they even unlocked the doors and went into kind of a side area, and this lady started helping me. She is probably a few years younger than me, a little heavy set, walked slowly from her weight or maybe some issues from that. And I went over to these bags of mulch and I started throwing them on the cart, and she came over and she picked one up and thunked it down, and I said, thank you for your help. And she said, you're so strong. And I just let that go for the moment, and we went out, put them in my car, and on the way back, a couple minutes later to pick up the other bags, I thought, well, I'm just going to give her my card because I have an ECAN advantage that she deserves to know. And so she had the other bags loaded up for me when I got back. I thanked her. I said, I'd like you to take my card. I said, you mentioned my strength. I don't think I'm stronger than you. I think I just have an advantage over you. I said, I have magnets in my shoes and magnets on my back. And she, her eyes got big, and she said, are you telling me that I can get the magnets through you? And I said, yeah, you're familiar with them? She said, I bought a pair online 20 years ago. She said, I need them. I know I need them because they work. And so then I invited her to my event in May so she could see everything. And she said, I will put it on my calendar. So it was no more than a 5-minute conversation, but it was exactly what Eric went through here in just transferring a belief, in making it quick, in doing the invite, in being disconnected from the result. So that's
absolutely
what I keep doing.
Gloria. Exactly. That's exactly what Eric is saying. You know, in the first two pages of this chapter, inviting, he shares how in the beginning he was a hunter and he'd just pounce on everybody and he'd give them his feel, his pitch. And it just, you know, he sponsored a few people, but it was not working. It was not duplicating. And then so he decided he'd study the people that were good.
Unfortunately, it was duplicating, but
it was
not
duplicating
beneficial.
The wrong results. good point, Zach. So then he decided, well, I'm going to look at the people that are successful, that are, you know, that are building big teams. And he said, wow, I was so surprised. What I found surprised me. They weren't hunters. They were more like farmers. They built relationships. They built friendships. They learned how to build trust with the people they met and were able to skillfully transfer the belief they had about their products and opportunities. Their goal wasn't to immediately recruit their prospect. Their initial objective was to educate their prospect on what they had to offer and then let those prospects decide if it's something they wanted to do. So that was a huge switch for Eric, and I know it's been a huge switch for lots of us as we've come into the business and learned better, like Jack and I had been in real estate sales. And really, network marketing, you know, in a way it's sales, but in a way it's not. It's more education. It's helping, you know, finding out what people want and need in their life and then inviting them to take a look.
And actually all sales are education, especially nowadays. I mean,
that's true, to be really good at it. And another thing I highlighted, the other thing I noticed was with the professionals, they didn't pitch their product or opportunity. Instead, when the timing was appropriate, they just invited people to do one of two things. And so what they invite people, what he started to do too, and what, you know, what's good for us is to invite people, just like you did, Gloria. You invite people to an event, or you invite them to listen to something, watch something. And a lot of times, we've talked about this a lot, you know, again, it's a lot more like dating. It's one little step at a time. You might invite a person to a coffee shop meeting. Like in this case, you met the gal and you know, she commented on your strength and so, you know, you followed that thread. But it's finding something that they might
not right away. She gave
no,
that
right,
time.
Yeah. So you find something that they might need or want, and then you know, you make an offer that they can learn more about it, or they can come to something, they can look at something.
That was a perfect example, Gloria.
Does anybody else, we have lots of people on the call now, anybody want to share an aha, an experience, something that you learned, something that you're going to implement from reading this chapter which is skill number two in the GoPro book, inviting prospects to understand your product /opportunity. I don't know what chapter it is, but it's chapter five.
Oh, chapter five.
Chapter
Thank
five,
you.
Skill number two. Yeah. So who else would like to share an aha or something you're excited about to implement from or have implemented from this?
I will. Can you hear me?
Okay.
This is Ruth. So the first thing that stood out, even though I know, is the rule number one, where you must emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. And I know that, but to have it in my face again, because just inviting people, and when they don't come, I'm like, oh, I'm so. Some people say, oh, I'm coming, and then they don't come because something better popped up. So I feel like, oh, I'm the second choice. And I was just really down on myself. And then when I went back to reread this chapter, I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they come or don't come. Those that are meant to come are going to be here. So then I realized I got to let that go. And I feel so much better. So then that energy is more positive. So I think that was a huge aha, even though I knew it. But when you're in it and that happens and people turn you down, it can be a little, I don't know, discouraging. So it's
yeah.
nice that you got to let those results go.
Yeah, that's huge, Ruth. You know, I think it just popped in and popped in. Dave Stolzfus, one of the early on things that I went to with Dave Stolzfus, is we've got to keep those emotions. We don't want to be on this emotional roller coaster where we're excited, then we share with somebody and they say they're not interested, and we crash, and then maybe, you know.
We cry.
We get ourselves back up. We get on one of these calls, you know, and we get cheered back up, or we talk to our upline, and then we go out and share with somebody that we're sure is just going to, you know, be excited about doing it, and they say, are you crazy, or something like that. And so, yeah, so exactly. If we learn to not be emotionally attached, you know, it might not be the right time for them, maybe later, but just to realize, again, that if we, you know, if we talk to 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, there's going to be people that are interested. So it's just a matter of turning, look, oh, who was the other person opening the oysters? That was Kay Lynch, right?
Yeah.
John Kay Lynch was.
But back to Stolzfus, what the example he used was a deck of cards. You know, how many aces are there in a deck of cards? And use that as a learning tool. Shuffle up the cards and have somebody draw them, you know. So if you invited three people and nobody came, see what would happen if you draw three cards, you know. I mean, over time, when you get all the way through the deck, then you'll see, yeah, there's four aces in there. But it takes a while. 105 or however many cards.
Yeah, that was huge, Ruth. I mean, that's a huge thing for all of us and for us to remind ourselves about. So, you know, like you had learned it before, we've learned it before, but to continue to remind ourselves about it, because it's our emotions. You know, if we're feeling down and depressed, we're not going to go out and talk to people. But if we keep ourselves, you know, we stay on an even keel. We don't let our emotions go up and down like that. And we just realize that it, you know, it's a numbers game, not in a negative sense, but a positive sense. And that we just, if we just do what we need to do on a daily basis, it's all going to work out. So thank you for that. That's huge. Does anybody else have an aha or a comment or a question from reading the chapter with the skill number two on inviting?
Well, I can say something. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Number three, when it talks about expanding your list, I have doing Dave Stolzfus thing, I had really gotten away from keeping up with those records and all, and I now remember just how great it felt seeing the names being added to the list. And with all the taxes and just umpteen other things going on, juggling everything, I was not juggling my Niken following up, or not following up, but just keeping, well, really it's part of following up, keeping track of people and putting them on the list. And just the other day, I was really getting down on myself, going, oh, my goodness, you just let this go and blah, blah, blah. And I still don't have them on the list, but I went through on my daily plan that day and wrote down all the new people I had met and those people who were using products that I had loaned them or had demoed. And that is such a mental lift when you have the record of it, because I had gotten away from it. I was still doing the business, but I couldn't look at something and see, yes, you are progressing. Yes, you are, you know, getting the word out. You are talking to people. So it really is true. We really, really, really need to get the names on the list and then, you know, put them on another list when you've loaned them something, done a demo, sent them some information, whatever, so that you have that little pat on the back that, yes, I am doing this business. And another thing, which is a huge aha to me from Gloria and Ruth, but Gloria's, I have the Niken advantage. I really have not taken the time to get the new phrases into my vocabulary, and that is so true. People will say, Nancy, you don't walk. I mean, how old are you? Oh, my gosh, you don't even walk like you're that age. You walk like you're, you know, someone, they'll say, 20 years younger. And to be able to say, I have the Niken advantage is huge, huge. That's such a simple phrase. Thank you, Gloria.
I love that. Yeah, I love what you said, Nancy, because, yeah, we need to be doing things on a regular basis that we feel like we're doing well. And adding names to our list is one of those things. I mean, we know that we're taking the steps towards being successful in building our business. And I love the Niken advantage and just having little things that we can say. I think another one, you know, people say, oh, you look great or you've got so much energy or something. And you could say something like, you know, again, the Niken advantage, because people are going to say, what's that? Or, you know, I live in a wellness home or just say something that sparks their curiosity so they say, wow, what do you mean?
What's that?
What's that? So I love that. Yay. Thank you, Nancy.
And Ruth and Gloria.
And Ruth and Gloria. Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. Wow. All right. So lots of good things here. I mean, this chapter is an amazing chapter for us to read and go through and learn to you know, get into these conversations with people, nurture these relationships, realize that everybody knows lots of other people. And I really like, you know, the indirect approach a lot of times in approaching people, talking to people. You can say, I'm working on this project, and who do you know that, da-da-da-da. So that way, you know, you don't have to necessarily approach them directly. And that can be more comfortable for you. It can be more comfortable for them. And they can respond, well, I'm interested.
Karen, this is Gloria. If I can just interject right there. That was another really big part of my notes here about this chapter. And as I've mentioned before, I belonged to a referral networking group for 12 years. And the one thing that taught me was that the group of people who were sitting in front of me were not my target, but to look through them or around them, however you want to visualize it, to say, who do they know? That was the exciting part, to think of the possibility of who they knew in their sphere of influence. Did they become my customers after listening to me all those years? Of course they did. Because I was, you know, I was doing my job of giving them good information that I either read from the catalog or, you know, straight from Niken's words. But this whole idea of this indirect, it wasn't the right moment with this Kathy at the store this morning. It wasn't the right moment to go around. I had an advantage over her, and I wanted to share it. But when I'm at a business meeting, when I'm at a breakfast, when I'm at a after hours, I'm going through these people. I don't know if you've ever been to a luncheon or any kind of meeting where someone in our industry will just slam and almost, to me, it's downright rude, come after the people in the room and attack them. It's even worse than hunting. And instead of just giving information or asking, who do you know? And so I've been very, very conscious of that and respectful of the people in the room at these meetings to give information and then go around them, ask them who they know in my 30-second statement or in a conversation before or after networking. And it has built up my respect in the community. I've heard people say to a referral, don't worry, she's not going to, you know, smother you with information. She's going to give you what you need. She's not going to, you know, attack you for a sale. And so it is my reputation when I'm sitting at these meetings, and it doesn't matter what industry I'm in, I just happen to be in an industry where a lot of people are taught to hunt. And I'm really grateful that NECAN has a different approach.
Yeah, that's really important. And you know, but once you have that reputation, people trust you. You know, you can exchange cards. You can call them up, say, let's meet for coffee. Let's see, you know, how we can be a resource to each other. If you ask them, you know, what, you know, how can I be a resource to you? You know, what would be at these networking meetings, you know, what would be an ideal prospect?
Or anybody.
You know, what would be an ideal prospect for you if I run across somebody or, you know, if I know somebody in my spirit and influence? And so they're going to be impressed, you know, that you're interested in helping them. And then people, then they want to reciprocate, you know, and then you can let them know who would be the right person. Who are you looking for? And, yeah, that's much better, Gloria. Super.
I also love the picture in my mind when you say go through or around. It's the go through for me because it's like a doorway. That person is a doorway to hundreds of other people that you don't know.
Friends, and, families, coworkers.
Yeah, you know, church members, yeah, whatever.
Right, right.
And, yeah. So I love that.
I love the doorway.
Doorway picture, yeah.
And then the other thing that brings up again is referrals, because, of course, it's exactly the same thing. But asking people, you know, learning comfortable ways, again, this might not be for them. Or maybe it's a satisfied customer and asking them for referrals. Or maybe it's somebody that you've talked to and it's not a match for them, but, you know, who do you know that this could be a match for? And again, when you're professional, when you're relaxed, when you have posture, people are attracted to you. They want to work with you. They want to help you when you're not pouncing on them and scaring them away. So another thing, let's talk about another way to invite that Eric Worre, you know, so he's got this great, you know, all of these scripts and using the tools and if I would you, and it's all really great. And then I heard him say, you know, since we've got phones now, cell phones, and we have the ability to text, that what is turning out to be the very easiest for new people, instead of calling them up, calling their list of people up and asking for appointments, is just to text people. And you know, I think a lot of you on this phone have experimented with that, have tried that. But just to send out 10 texts or send out as many texts as you can in the next 30 minutes. And you just say, what's your week looking like? Let's meet for coffee. Let's catch up. Let's, you know, and setting those appointments. Would anybody on the phone like to share that has done that?
This is Patricia. I'll share.
Okay, great. Patricia,
A little more than a month ago, I had been bumping in once a year or once every other year, this friend of mine, this acquaintance. We had a mutual friend in high school, and the mutual friend lives in California, but this gal lives here in Knoxville, and the last time that we saw each other, you know, I said, you know, why don't we get together for lunch and really catch up? And so I did that. I followed up, and she was really grateful because she said, you know, so many people say that, but they never do it. And so we had a great lunch. We laughed. We had a good time. She's into health. Her husband's a chef. She works for assisted living type places. She's like a social director for their activities, so she's into that social, there's a word for it, services, I guess. Anyway, and so in the conversation, there was two things that came up. And so part of what we came out away from the lunch conversation was that she loves to go and walk. And she's a higher energy person, so I thought, well, this would be great. And she walks in an area of town that I've wanted to go to. It's just not my neighborhood. So we're working on that. But in the meantime, she just made this comment when we were talking on the phone one time after that. She said, I was talking about how I had something that might help her husband with a challenge. And she said, because one of her dreams, because I asked people, what do you want to do? You know, I'm of that age. People are retiring. And so she and her husband want to travel around the country and play golf. So, you know, we know Nikan can help golfers, any athlete with anything they do. So, but she made this comment, which I love. She goes, you know, that could be fun having a business that's portable. So you never know. And that's what I did, was reach out and just have lunch and just see where it goes and follow up.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? And you just gave me a whole new idea. So when we're texting, I mean, it might be not for coffee. I mean, it might be for a walk. I mean, it depends on the person, you know.
You might, what you know about
them. Right, what you know about them. Let's go for a walk or meet for lunch, yeah, or meet for brunch or meet for a coffee. But
it doesn't have to be food. It doesn't have to be food and sitting. And talking. When you walk, you talk. When you eat, you have food in your mouth, and sometimes it gets in the way.
Yeah,
I love it. But, you know, the whole idea is you meet, you have fun, you ask them questions, what's going on at work, what's going on in your family, how are you? Maybe you start getting into things like, you know, what fun things are you going to do this summer? What are you thinking about doing when you retire? I mean, just all kinds of things. I mean, what you're doing is you're looking for these little things that, like she's, you know, she just popped up with that. You're looking for these little things, that something that they might want in their life or need in their life, and then you can either follow up right then with using a tool like an audio or video, an invite to something, or you might follow up later. You might call up the next day and say, you know, yesterday when we were talking and you mentioned da 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 da, I've been thinking, and da 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 da, you know. So it's just relaxed. It's just comfortable. And so let's all of us text 10 people this week. So that's our homework for this week, is let's text 10 people. And then using the tools, Eric really talks about that and how that makes such a difference. And Ben did a call this last Tuesday. I see we're already running out of time, but he did have some simple tools, like, and people like things short these days. And so what he was talking about is that he likes that little audio video that it's got it's less than 2 minutes, and what is vital wellness? It's got the little cartoon characters. And you get it. If you don't have it already, I could send it to you, or you can get it off the Nikan Europe.
Oh, it came from, yeah.
It's the Nikan Europe webpage. But, you know, what is vital wellness? We have it on our signature line. I like it. It's less than 2 minutes. And then there's the one, it's like a little less than 4 minutes, of Wendy Shelley. Dave Johnson, a new tool for you guys, is Dave Johnson has really cleaned up his Magnetic Leaders YouTube. So you go to Magnetic Leaders YouTube, and he's got them kind of organized in there by different
his
things.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, his YouTube channel. And so you can find some little short things that you like. So those are two that Ben likes. He also likes the Nikan one, the life and balance, you know, because that's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And then he likes to use the one he did, Ben Woodward's business opportunity is 5.41 minutes. But anyway, look on Dave's Magnetic Leader channel. And then a new tool that we have right this minute is Rick Murphy did the brochure, the trifold brochure, Nikan at a Glance. There's a great YouTube on that. Again, it's on that one I just mentioned on the Magnetic Leaders YouTube channel. Rick Murphy has one on how to use that. You can get the brochures. Dave got them for a super discount by getting 10,000 of them, or I don't know, some huge number of them. But we can get them from Dave for 100 for $15 plus shipping. And you just either email Laura at magneticleaders.com or you call her up. Let's see, what did I do with her phone number? It is area code 208-262-4044. So that's a phenomenal price, you know, only 15 cents a piece for a nice color brochure. And I think, you know, it's important not just to do a brochure, because a brochure is nice if you make, you know, if you talk to people about a couple things on it, but it doesn't have as much emotion as like, you know, an audio or a little short video. So maybe you want to couple them together. And then like Eric says, you know, then invite them to something. Invite them to a lunch and learn. Invite them to a energy night. Invite them to active wellness tour. Invite them to one of these everyday weight management, you know, shape up for summer or something. So I think, you know, this is a winning formula. It's worked for many of the top people in network marketing, and I think, you know, if we just kind of keep reviewing this, making it simple, but having this, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to add people to our list every day. We're going to text people for appointments. We're going to find out what they want and need, and then we're going to invite them to take a look. And we have a couple simple tools that we use to do that, and we have some events that we can invite them to. And I think if we just do Karen, that over and over. Yes.
Karen, before we get off the phone, I want to tell you, Vance Rogers is on right now and continuing on for another 30 minutes. And last week he said that this week, I think I have this right, he will have on his call different ways leaders make contacts in the UK. So it's this exact subject. So that is at SaturdayAMLive.com, and then at the top of that homepage, you will see the phone number where you can call in and listen. And I think he'll be on for another 30 minutes.
Oh, super. Thank you. And, of course, those are all recorded, so that is a great resource. Thanks for bringing that up. So I'm going to close. Pardon? Yeah, I've got one last thing to say. So another thing Eric says here is, let me give you my formula for financial independence in network marketing. And that's on page 45. And it's your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over an extended period of time. So, again, if we can get people to be, you know, adding names to their list, texting, getting, you know, getting into conversations with people, finding wants and needs, and then inviting people to take a look and have a few simple tools and some meetings, that's, you know, that's the formula. Your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over an extended period of time.
And I think the best tool for now is video, short video.
And this brochure, I think together they make a great combo. So, yay, you guys. Thanks for being on this morning. And thanks, everybody that shared. Thanks, everybody that's on. You guys are doing it. Woohoo.
We love and appreciate you.
We love you.